going. So now that's the podcast audio recording going. Good. Oh, those are low deca ballerinos.
Ballerinos? Are yep. they going to dance?
I don't know. That's all right. I'll just full voice it. Full. There we go. Full voice speaking, and that's gosh darn good.
Oh, all man. Right.
So now those two pieces of audio are going. And then we bring that in. What, really? It's going to be Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah.
I do the random click, folks. I am a random clicker. And the random click went to Belle Biv DeVoe. Poison!
Yes.
Right? It had that pause. And then I have to go here and start up the Facebook Live vidya. And now that's about to go. All right, there we go. And that's the Facebook Live. Oh, good. Okay. I thought it was going to leave, like, something up there where it's like, I can't see what in the holy heck darn is going on.
Hmm.
All right. So, wine cellar, motherfucker damn, media.com. I can get that audio up, right? I'd be bet I got that gum can. All right, now. Yes, before I get to the, I'll hop to the old Triggerino right now, huh? That's what you wanted to do. Yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, because we're going to talk about some horrible shit, so we might as well...
Talk about some horrible shit. You are doing a good full voice, Miss Ma'am.
Yay!
Right? That came in hot. That Ill Al scratch came in hot.
Yeah, we sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat.
This show is so black.
It's all right, though. It's all good. Whipped his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays. That's his mom.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. There's still one. How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down will never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet?
Is brought to you.
This building?
By the fuck?
This school? This country? You?
That Father Teresa does not give.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com. My Moral Monday button is broken on the soundboard. Right? Like, I can get these other buttons to work, right?
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa...
Oh, that one didn't work.
Oh.
Oh, so maybe I should just close the soundboard and reopen it. Alright, closing the soundboard and reopening it. Because I be needing my soundboard. Alright.
Okay.
I do. All right, and this one, a little bit different, broadcasting it over the Facebooks as usual, but from the William J. Jackson, Martha Fracken, Schmargendougal page. Got the Daria pictures going back. Got the Donald Trump troll doll with the big hands and something to match rocking on. Got his Android phone, you know, easily hackable. Something is bugging me, right, because we also have another recording going. Where the the other recording obviously has a different camera, yes. And that camera is a Logitech high definition camera, and the video in the background is too bright for that camera. So that's just something I have to work on and work out. I think I might have to use, like, because you also have a Logitech camera, but I don't think it's a high def one.
It's not high def, no.
Yeah, so next go around to that, I want to try that one. I think it's in that box over there in the closet. All right, so what in the holy heck, darn? We had some stuff going on here. a man strangles a cab driver for looking Muslim. Pastors use church as a sex trafficking front. Phoenix Collider is going to cover the Great Barrier Reef and also going to go over New York college tuition. Marine Le Pen sparks a rage.
A rage.
In the outer limits of raging?
Perhaps.
All right. Over Holocaust remarks. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. That's the whole thing I put for that. You hear that name, you're like, some racism is around the corner. It's going to be fantastic.
Indeed.
And good old-fashioned misogyny and whatnot. A man who tried to kill his wife is sent to jail for lying to court. There's Rachel Loco posted up in the joint. Evans Loco posted up in the joint. Got to give a shout out to Kelly Ann Richmond. Because, like, you know, I get to work, you know, some minutes early and I sit in the cafeteria before I go clock in. And I like looking at comments on the social dissonance page. And, like, we have one where it's basically, you know, typical post about white supremacy and it's about reverse racism. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is reverse racism? It's like a Jeopardy answer and then you question it. And it's just like white people trying to feel victimized for something they caused.
Yeah.
And Kellyanne Richmond wasn't having that shit. All right. Now she came in. I called this. I'll tell you what I call after. she came in and said, "No, there's not a lot of periods in here. I'm pretty sure some of these are supposed to be separate sentences."
Oh, great.
No. LOL. Reverse racism is when you walk into a situation where one or all the black people hate because you are white.
Oh.
The ancestors oppressed black people like the Hannibal of North Africa did to all the southern Italians and Greeks.
All of them?
Yeah. All the southern Italians and Greeks. There's some Hannibal nigga just came up there and said, "Fuck y'all niggas. Fuck you linguine-eating motherfuckers." That's what he said. He said, "I got chitlins, Alfredo, nigga."
Ugh.
To borrow a line from New Jack City. Kellyanne Richmond continues, "Hate over a past none of us were a part of isn't okay. All of the ancestors of every race are guilty, though. If I had the power and could make things right, I would. So don't hate me is my feeling on the matter." Let's do that sentence again, because I expected it to end, but it didn't stop. Okay. If I had the power and could make things right, I would, so don't hate me is my feeling on the matter. Why does that not flow?
Because she was probably meant to say, if I had the power and could make things right, I would, comma, so don't hate me is my feeling on the matter.
Okay, woo! Hate those with power if you must hate.
We must.
Yeah, right?
Cause like, that's the fun. We must.
Yeah, like, even if nobody was pissing me off, it's like, I gotta hate something. Which seems a lot more like what white people do.
How dare those Negroes smile and have fun?
The conservative mind projects. Hate those in power if you must hate, but make sure you are hating the correct 1% of white people.
1%! Only 1% of white people engage in racism.
That same 1%, it's always ever been, and realize most white people don't like that same 1% either.
We don't like the 1% for fundamentally different reasons. You don't like them because they have more money than you.
That same 1% won the Republican primary.
Didn't, like, how many percent of women vote for the 1%?
Yeah, it's like 54, 55 of them, of them hot hormones.
See, that's only 1% of white people are fucked up. Okay, so 54% of white women voted for Trump.
See, and the fact that she used the 1% thing, it's like, see, people like you are why I don't like folks that supported Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, the most asshole Bernie bro I'm looking at right now is a woman lady. Bernie bro. Hate the 1%. And that's why I put the comment as the page under it. This is Becky Craddock populism.
I like that. Becky Craddock.
Yeah, and I couldn't find it, man, because so many comments come in. Because the social distance page is, you know, like, Penny Loco puts good posts up on there. I'm starting to catch up with, like, her posting style to get good traction. So comments come in too fast. And she had another comment, and I didn't screenshot it.
Oh.
And she did the calling me Becky is reverse racist. Yeah, man.
I'm a reverse racist, okay.
Hell, you made a whole piece about being reverse racist.
I did, it was a fantastic piece.
To those poor ladies, they ain't even did a dat-gum of nothing to you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah, okay.
They were trying to help you. Alright, what are we going to first? You control the news stories.
Okay. Well...
What you do?
I do? Alright, I mean, I guess. I could, I suppose. I think the first one you said was, if my thing will load.
If it'll load.
Yes.
Today.
Man strangles cab driver for looking Muslim. I think that's where we were starting, right?
Holy shit. Fuck it. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We talk about fucked up shit. You should be informed. What's going on is fucked up, so.
Did you put that one on the website?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Y'all gotta go to winecellarmedia.com and see his face. He looks like he strangles Muslims. Oh, damn. That shows up well. Okay.
Yeah, he does. A Wilmar man has been charged with a bias-motivated assault. Bias-motivated. After a Somali cab driver says he was choked by a passenger while driving from downtown St. Cloud to a bar east of the city. You want to say his name? I know how you like white people names.
God damn it. You know that's wrong. I'm over here trying to... What the fuck? I might as well just do the story. All right. Let's take it from the top. A Wilmar man... And we're looking at that. Michael Wright said the feed keeps stopping. Anybody else, let us know if also on your end, if the feed is like on some start and stop shit. A Wilmar man has been charged with a bias-motivated assault after a Somali cab driver said he was choked by a passenger while driving from downtown St. Cloud to a bar east of the city. Wait, St. Cloud? Was this in Florida?
No, Minnesota, I believe.
Okay. Zachary Todd DeGraw. Jesus Christ. That's like he has a skateboard and a banjo. Like, this is a white dude.
Zachary Todd DeGraw.
Right? Like, he has fucking truck nuts on his skateboard. Yes.
Zachary Todd!
He has a pickup skateboard with NASCAR stickers on it.
I don't know what to do with that.
Zachary Todd DeGraw.
I don't know what to do with that.
What? You know he has an Earnhardt tattoo. That's a fact-based fact. Your name is not Zachary Todd DeGraw without an Earnhardt tattoo. What? And it's on the exact same butt cheek with the... With the tattoo of Blake Shelton's face.
Oh, God.
Because them boys round here. What's going on to Tally Mitchell's Michael Wright and Easy D? Easy Davis up in the joint. I'm guessing that's what it is. I see ESS apostrophe ZEE. Might that just be a name I just don't know how to pronounce?
That's possible.
So I went hip-hop with it and said, Jesus Christ, I can't help the hip-hop. So... Zachary Todd DeGraw, 23. Remember, the new generation is better than the older folks.
Also, remember that, as we learned from that horrendous Pepsi commercial, you can't hold 20-somethings accountable for their behavior. They're still kids. If they're white.
They're still kids. So he was in a Benton County District Court this week to face charges of assault motivated by bias, a gross misdemeanor, and two counts of misdemeanor fifth-degree assault. I wonder if like lawyers and judges and whatnot that are, you know, white supremacists, why not keep it casual? And they don't want to charge white people with hate crime. They try to go with this one.
I don't know, maybe.
It was an assault based on bias.
Or I wonder if that's, like, just one charge and they'll let him plea out and drop that one altogether at the end of it.
I accidentally read ahead. All right, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
And two counts of a fifth-degree assault. Now, the alleged assault was reported to have happened early March 25th. When the cab driver picked up Zachary Todd DeGraw and a woman in St. Cloud and was driving them to Rolly's Rednecks and Longnecks Bar. Rolly's Rednecks and Longnecks Bar. If you are not a white Christian man, that's not a safe space for you. Don't go near somebody. If you're a cab driver, look, hey, I'll roll past and you can jump out the door. I'm not fucking stopping. Yo, fuck that shit. Rolly's Rednecks and Longnecks Bar.
Yeesh.
East of St. Cloud. When Zachary Todd DeGraw, who was seated in the back seat of the cab, put his arm around the driver's neck and began to choke him while he was driving? Nigga. Like, see? And I disagree a lot with Tariq Nasheed, surprise, surprise. But if you do that while someone's driving, his theory of the white sacrifice, that could be some real shit.
Life isn't worth living if you can't be racist.
Whew. Now, the cab driver was unable to breathe or call his dispatcher and had difficulty keeping his cab in the traffic lane. He was driving! Woo! The cab swerved from side to side on, Minnesota Highway 23, until the driver slammed on the brizakes, stopping the cab as it was pointed to the ditch. Zachary Todd DeGraw released his hold on the driver, who then called for help, according to the account of the court document. The woman in the cab with Zachary Todd DeGraw, quote, told deputies that the defendant was racist. So why are you hanging on with him? Like, apparently you're somewhat okay with this.
She was okay with his racism until it damn near got her killed. Ah. Now it's a fucking situation.
And he's always like this. But, you know, maybe she likes rollies and long necks. Like, are they smoking joints in there? What the fuck is a rollie? White people, what's a rollie? Lace me
that's
up.
That's just somebody's name.
I hope that's not somebody's name.
That's somebody's name.
That's my boy, Rolly. Woo! That's gonna be the next president. If Trump can be president, Rolly can be president. Oh, man. And that nigga Donald Trump got money in, what the fuck was that shit that nigga got money in that he, some niggas that had something to do with the bombing
over
there? Oh,
I forgot the name of the company, but the company that makes the missiles that we used in Syria the other day, he owns stock in their company.
Yeah, and then when you told me that, my thought was like, yo, that's like Bush and Cheney in one guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that guy. All right, Zachary Todd DeGrasse. So she told deputies that he was racist. And she also told deputies that Zachary Todd DeGrasse attacked and choked the driver, according to the complaint. Now, when investigators asked Zachary Todd DeGrasse what happened, he told them he believed that the cab driver was going to call some of his friends. Well, that's terrible. What, were they gonna play ping pong all night long at Rollie's Rednecks and Longnecks? Jesus Christ. He was gonna call some of her. When investigators told him that didn't make sense. Jesus fuck. Every half a sentence is classic.
The jokes write themselves.
He said he thought the driver was going to call someone within his own race. The Muslim race.
Yes.
But again, Joe Rogan, tell me again how these motherfuckers are not Islamophobic because they're not racist.
They're not
because
racist.
He associates them with that brown.
Yep.
All right. Jesus Christ. Zachary Todd DeGrasse was questioned more about that statement and investigators, and he said, well, he is Muslim. Woohoo! Zachary Todd DeGrasse denied choking the cab driver. And then he asked investigators a question. What? And why does it stop there?
Oh, no. Did it clip off?
Yes.
Sad face. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. What else is happening? How does this story end?
Well, let me see if I can find that where that clipped off at.
How the fuck does this end? She is gonna hunt for that.
Yes.
Oh, man. And while she does that, I just want to check my soundboard.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
There we go. All right, that shit is working again.
Woo!
All right, you're hunting it down.
I'm hunting it down.
She's hunting it down. While she's hunting it down, I want to take a look at this thread where I decided to get involved in the fun, and then everybody just picked on me. Everybody was just like, ha-ha, we gonna make fun
really?
Of you.
That's what happened?
Rachel Loco said, fucking Rolly. Okay, and Neek Loco said the feed is coming through clear. If Michael Wright, if you're still tuned in, hit reload. And you know what's bugging me? I know there's more comments than those three comments. But it won't show them while it's live. Like, I don't know what the deal is with that. All right, so let's go down here, right?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you found it?
I found it from a different article, but apparently what he was concerned about was if the Muslim man called his friends and all the Muslims were there, what was going to happen to his girlfriend who was in the back seat and white.
Oh, so...
He thought...
He cares about rape culture.
Kind of.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Now let's find out what question he had to ask them cop feller boys.
Oh, it was a what would you do?
Oh, shit. What would they do? They would have... Well, was he black? Shoot him. Was he not? Well, tase him. Like, that's what they would have done. They're fucking cops, buddy. All right, so, so apparently something was going around in the social networks where folks were like do an impression of me in your comment section. I don't know if I got the exact wording. Mm-hmm. So I announced that I was going to participate in the fun because I am a very fun-loving individual, very exciting to interact with. And goddamn, like on one level, I'm like, damn, those are some good impressions of me. And then on the other level, I'm like, damn, I really sound like that.
Yeah, you do.
And I know part of it is, like, you know, I'm a performer. Like, when I podcast, like, it's labor. I put on a show, you know. And then I guess also some folks just know that I guess I say the same words a lot, yeah. Right? Like, the first comment is Black Tacoma Crip Ginger Snap Cheesecake Misogynoir.
Yeah, you say all those words a lot.
Damn.
Also, you know what cracks me up about this thread, too? Is that almost everybody who commented who said black did the asterisk like you do.
Oh, shit. Even the first one.
And
now, Frickface is one of the only, I think it's the only person in the thread who actually knows this from, like, because we used to work at the same corporate plantation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so she knows the all right followed by a head nod. That's Lauren Fricky Frickface. Sophia Loco said, pushes glasses up nose anime style. All right, y'all. Tonight we're talking about the criminalization of black women, especially trans women, and how white-ass crackers profit off the violence done to them. Starts giving Phoenix a back rub, and then goes and makes a little snack. Did I mention how this... this is her saying, did I mention how this domestic shit has been so good for my blood pressure? Real talk. Oh, wait, no, she put that in quotes. Do I say that?
You say something like that, yeah.
Damn. I be saying some shit. All right, there's more to that. More of those. All right, did you find it?
Oh, wait,
yeah, you found the question he asked. All right, so yeah. You have more news. You're the news lady.
Oh, yeah, well, his thing was, well, he is Muslim, and then said, well, what would you do if you had a white woman in the back seat? That was his question. That was his whole question.
Nigga, accept the genocide.
Really?
White genocide, miscegenation on your hide.
Really?
So you can't let your white woman outside, cause the Muslim man's gonna find her, get right behind her, and she's gonna say, give me a blessing from Allah. That's how white women talk when they meet a Muslim man.
Really?
Yeah. All white women, they like, as soon as they meet a Muslim man, they're just like, oh, hold on now. Now listen here. I got a Mecca you can pray to right now, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so he said, what would you do if you had a white American girl in the car with Muslims? And then went on to tell the deputies that he did not trust Muslims because one offended him once.
Huh. Fucking snowflake. Fucking. So you got fucking offended and triggered?
Oh my god, speaking of being triggered. We're gonna have to get the video up at another time.
See.
Our favorite Nazi got punched again. The video is fantastic. I will find it. I will find like the full thing. So he was at a protest, an anti-Syria protest. Ironically, because...
What are you gonna accomplish with that? You're gonna get Syria out of your fucking neighborhood? Like, what the fuck are you talking... The Syrians got their boot on your neck?
Well, he doesn't want United States interventionism going over to Syria. He thinks we should stay out of it. As most of the alt-right does.
So you vote Republican?
They thought he was gonna be an isolationist because he said he was gonna be an isolationist. And that's what they want.
No, he said Americanism, not globalism, which is a nonsense question that doesn't mean shit. We don't manufacture shit and sell it to each other.
Manufacture war.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what we do. That's like our biggest export. However, the alt-right is upset that we're spending money, instead of spending it on, like, American infrastructure, whatever... we're spending it to go bomb Syria, so they're upset. So they had a protest, and Antifa showed up.
That's nice.
Antifa fucking holds it down, punched him, glitter bombed him. Yeah, he got glitter bombed after he got punched. So he runs and gets into a cab, and then gets offended because his cab driver isn't white.
Huh?
So the cab driver kicks him out of the cab, and guess who's waiting outside the cab? Antifa! And there's this hilarious audio clip of him going, "We're the police! You need to get us to a safe space!"
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
He said that
shit? He said, "Take us to a safe space," and then took off running. I mean, running. And somebody redid it with the Benny Hill theme music. It was fantastic. It was glorious. I love it.
Holy shit. You know what? When we find that, we'll keep that going for the cold game. All right, hit us with a serious story.
Okay.
What is Siri? And then after the serious story, we'll do the LGBT news update.
Okay. So one of the ones I did want to address is New York, mostly because there's, like, misinformation about it, because people are reading headlines and not clicking stories. Don't do that. So the headline that's going around is, New York just okayed free college tuition, which is kind of true. But New York just became the first city in the nation to make tuition free for middle-class students at both 2- and 4-year public colleges. Governor Andrew Cuomo introduced the tuition-free plan, and lawmakers agreed to include it in the state budget, which was approved by the Assembly on Saturday and by Senate late Sunday night. The governor is expected to sign the budget bills. Tuition will be free for residents who earn up to a specific income cap, which will be phased in over 3 years, starting this fall. Undergraduate students who attend a state university in New York or a city university in New York City will be eligible for a scholarship if their families earn no more than $100,000 a year. The income cap will shift to $110,000 next year and reach $125,000 maximum in 2019. Those eligible pay nothing for tuition, which costs a little over $6,000 annually at four-year schools and $4,000 at community college. But they're still on the hook for room and board if they live on campus. Okay, so only tuition is free, not room and board. And here's the catch. Students must take 30 credits a year to receive the scholarship. That's full time. So single parents who go part-time will not be eligible. Students who work and go part-time will not be eligible.
Huh.
Only full-time students. So these are literally only kids or people who can afford not to work for an entire year to go full-time.
All right, so the people that deserve it got their reparations. Like, what are you mad at?
Oh, yeah. So basically, that's the whole issue with it, is they're saying, like, oh, it's free tuition for people, and it's amazing, because a bunch of people make less than $100,000 a year, obviously. However, there's a bunch of people who can't go to school full-time, who aren't going to qualify and still have to pay, which means part-time students and poor people who have to work or who have kids or whatever are going to be stuck subsidizing tuition for middle-class students who come from $80,000 a year households and don't have to work. Seems fair, right? Yeah.
That's populism.
Middle class populism. It's a thing.
All right.
It's a thing.
Child knocking on the door. Phoenix Glee is going to get that while I play the Monday Lavender Magazine BigGayNews.com LGBT news update. All right, and I'll go ahead and get that going. Oh, what the hell is happening here? Dadgummit. Now, this here lavender meteor is mystifying right on up. Now, do they even have... I think they messed up on the dat-gummed audio again, and that's why I couldn't download the podcast today.
Really?
Yeah, the lavender media, like their big gay news clip is messed up again.
What's up with that?
I don't know, and you know, because that's why... Because I remember that was... why I couldn't download it today before work. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with my goddamn shit?
Oh, I thought your app was messed up.
Oh, that was too. That was, I don't, like when I was trying to, it says no file. They didn't fucking upload it again. That's who bullshit. Is not on their, I don't know if it's Andy Leon or who was supposed to be doing that, but they fracked up. All right, looks like we don't get to take a break.
Okay.
And I can see a couple of the comments, but it's really not showing me all the gosh darn comments. Rachel Loco said, is there a video of the glitter bombing too?
Somebody made it into a GIF. I'm looking for a video in its entirety.
Word. And Tally Loco said, what would I do? I wouldn't try to crash the vehicle I'm riding in. And I blame Zach for the tech issues. It's ZTD time.
Okay,
Yep, news lady. What you got, news lady?
Marine Le Pen, who's basically a female version of Donald Trump trying to control France.
You are so patriarchal. She is her own fascist. Like, you don't have to attach her to a male fascist.
I don't have to attach her to a male fascist?
No, she's her own individual
but
fascist.
But they share ideas, and it's weird and creepy.
Trump doesn't have ideas.
His people Nothing and her people share ideas, and it's weird and creepy.
Nothing's going on all in there.
All right, Marine Le Pen, white feminist and fascist in her own right, attempts to convince voters that she has modernized views of her far-right National Party, and now voters are questioning her because she questioned the state's role in the Holocaust. Because if you want to be popular with the people, you do a little Holocaust denial. That's what you do. She suggested France was not responsible for the wartime roundup of Jews who were sent to Nazi death camps.
What is the deal with people that beef with Jews? Like, I don't like Israel because it's a white supremacist apartheid state. But what is your beef with someone because... And, I don't know, like, there's Jewish folks that are secular. Like, they don't even practice. They're just, like, they're what I've heard referred to by folks like Nicole Sandler as culturally Jewish.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you know, we fit a couple of stereotypes and we're okay with it. You know, and then they usually, you know, like, marry folks that are also of, like, the same cultural norms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What's your beef with that?
I think a lot of it has to do with, like, historical stereotypes of, like, oh, the Jews control the media and they control the banks. And, of course, two things that affect people tend to be the media and the banks, so it's very easy to be like, I didn't get a loan because of the Jews. The bank foreclosed on my house because Jews. Like, that kind of thing.
The Jews.
Also, they don't eat pork, and a lot of white people really fucking like bacon, so that might also be kind of a deal breaker.
I had no idea that all those banks were donating to Bernie Sanders' campaign so that Jew could control them with legislation.
He's a Jew, all the Jews are doing the Jewish thing, man.
It sounded like you were going with, he's a Jew, she's a Jew.
Everybody's a Jew. No, I mean, that is very much like the stereotype. And a lot of that does have to do with the fact that Jewish people historically have had roots in money lending and banking practices because they were not allowed to do anything else. Yeah. Like, it was a very big thing that land was taken away and rights were taken away from Jewish people in Europe. So, you know, and I think there's also, like, resentment that they're not Christian. And then also resentment that Jewish culture is very, like, firm, right? Like, it's not going anywhere. And I think that also bothers a lot of non-Jewish white people. Because it's like, well, you aren't, like, doing, you're not coming into our culture. I'm like, well, you didn't want them for 5,000 years, so what the fuck, man?
At the same time, they are in your culture. They do all this, they shop at the Gap, they do all the same shit you do.
No, but they don't celebrate Christmas and baby Jesus, and they don't celebrate zombie Jesus on Easter, and they, you know...
Yeah, the fundamentalist ones. Everybody, all the rest of them fucking love Christmas.
But they don't celebrate it in church.
Jesus Christ. I gotta wonder if they hate Jews more than atheists. Because, like, well, at least the atheist still celebrates Christmas.
Not in church, they don't.
Oh, in church they hate atheists more than Jews?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because, you know, if your child converts to Judaism, you still have a chance of getting them back because at least they still believe in God. If they become an atheist, it's fucking over.
Or if they just drop a hobby.
Yeah.
Which is what becoming an atheist is.
Or it just means you get to sleep in on Sundays. All right. So anyways, so her stance is at odds with former President Jacques Chirac and current Premier François Hollande. I don't even think I said that right. Who have both apologized for the role played by French police in rounding up 13,000 Jews and sending them to Nazis in 1942. I don't think France is responsible, Le Pen told French broadcaster LCI, arguing that the Nazi collaborators were not part of France.
Wait, so were they? Because I don't...
Yes, they were.
I've never read about the Holocaust.
This is like, if somebody were to say something like, slave owners don't represent America because we believe in freedom and they didn't let people be free. They don't count. Like, yes, the fuck they do.
Wait, it said slave owners don't represent America.
I said that.
Why do we have the Electoral College?
Huh? The who? Because the Democrats are dismantling it right now.
Oh, they're totally on that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Woo!
I think generally speaking, if there were people responsible, it's those who were in power, but not France. So the people in power in France do not represent France. That's what we're going with.
They don't. What the hell seat are you running for?
Well, she's running to control France now because it's different now than it was then because she's French. So if she wins, then she'll represent France, you know, as the power of France. But that's different than it was then because the people who were in power then weren't actually French or something.
Does France even have banks?
Yeah.
And so she'll be controlling France that has banks. So
she'll be a what? All right. According to Yad Vashem, who runs the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, some 1,000 Jews were deported to Auschwitz every few days in 2 months following arrests at Val d'Hiv. I don't know how to say French words. I'm sorry.
No, you said that perfect.
Nearly 38,000 Jews had been deported to Auschwitz from France by the end of September 1942. By 1945, only 780 remained alive. Le Pen's comments led French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault to suggest that the far-right party leader had, quote, shown her true colors. Le Pen later defended her comments, because why not double the fuck down when you say some ridiculous-ass bullshit? Claiming, I consider that France and the Republic were in London during the occupation and that the Vichy regime was not France.
She has a lot to say about Jews. I thought this article would have been over by now. Like... What is with you being so? Not only do you hate Jews, but you can go on about them at length.
I think my favorite part, though, is then she says it does not in any way exonerate the personnel or personal responsibility of the French who participated in the roundup. But you said it wasn't France, so how did French people participate in the roundup?
No true Frenchman.
No true Frenchman would ever deport Jewish people. All right.
All right, you want to go figure out what
it
is?
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. I have all kinds of windows open, so if you want another story.
All kinds of windows. I don't typically use this application. All right, now listen here. All you folks out there that think you know what the hell is what the hell. What the fuck is this? Man who beat wife with cricket bat is jailed after misleading court. Jesus fucking Christ. A man beat his wife with a cricket bat and forced her to drink bleach? Kill him! Okay, that's the end of that story. Kill him.
No, that story gets better.
No, it doesn't? How?
Yeah.
Do they kill him?
No.
No, that doesn't get better. Which is... the most honest thing you can say to young people in a world with climate change and imperialism.
So, the story behind the story on this one is that he was charged with this, but told the court that he was about to get a contract with a cricket club professionally, and so they suspended his sentence because he was going to get a job. And then it turned out he was not actually about to get a job with a cricket club. So because he lied to the court about the job, now he has to serve time in prison.
What? Where is this?
England.
England?
Yes.
What are you folks doing over there? What the fuck? I don't know what to do. I've got nothing on that story. I've got no story behind the story. I found a way to see all the gosh darn comments.
Hey.
The homie Neek Lewis said, got money for war but can't feed the poor. SDMH! Exclamation. Elise Loco said that it is buffering on her end of the program.
Uh-oh.
Michael Wright said it's popping and cracking now. Rachel Loco said, there's still some buffering over there. I wonder if it's because it's raining.
Maybe.
Because we don't have the big, fancy, expensive connection. We have Wi-Fi and the T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So we're doing what we can with what we gosh darn can.
Mm.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, you want to look for something I may have saved?
Oh, sure.
I haven't saved a whole lot of stuff
you
over here.
Saved a whole lot of stuff.
I'm not a big time stuff saver.
Por qué no? Yeah.
Necesitamos.
Necesitamos
reparations.
Yeah, necesitamos reparations.
Which is also a Spanish word. That's a very complicated one.
Reparations is a
Spanish word, yes.
Okay.
Yep, see? What, you mad because you know the facts now? Alright, so let's go to my saved, which is something I do.
Mm.
Oh yeah, cop threatens complying teens, that's always fun.
Yeah.
On Sunday, an overbooked flight airline reps chose 4 paid passengers at random to be removed. I wonder how random that really was. I don't know. You know what? I think we could cover the, I don't, how, what is this person's name?
I don't know.
Lovey
Ajayi? Yeah, and then I guess I found out this person, I guess, also supports R. Kelly, which is like you.
So we'll cover that in Patreon only. And I'm actually, I took a look at this Patreon only video a little bit while I was recording. This is crap. This is crap video.
Like,
I'm
not really.
Yeah, I'm not key. That's garbage video.
Uh-oh.
I'm not keeping that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so this whole episode will just be free. I was going to clip it at like 45 minutes and then just bring out the hilarious shit and make that Patreon only.
Oh.
But yeah, nah, this. Yeah,
wait, do you want to do something hilarious?
Oh, shit. Bring it on.
Okay, I have which I think already because the way this was written was so snarky, but I think that the fact that you, being you,
what,
can make it even more funny. I have faith in you. You can do the thing.
No, I can't. Oh my god! Also, in you know what? This ain't gonna be in Patreon only content. Apparently, there's a. You know what? She's white. Fuck that. She ain't one of us just because of whatever the fuck she did. she ain't down with us. Damn, I thought this was to her Facebook page. Where does it say her name? Martina Big. Yeah, Martina Big. We're gonna be covering that in due time.
Ah.
Yeah, and that shit is. And if anybody would know what up, nigga, that's Leslie Berry's fault or Ides from the Blackwash podcast. So you when you bug out when you're like, why are you covering this? That's that nigga, man. Alright, what's going on over here? I have to read it?
Yep.
Alright, coming off theguardian.com.
This is a really funny... This isn't the sort of thing I would normally share, but it is a review for about a restaurant.
I wrote a restaurant review.
A very expensive, overpriced restaurant, and the person who wrote the review has a wicked sense of humor.
Wait, now, is this Jay Rayner who wrote the review, or are they covering a review?
No, that's Jay Rayner who actually wrote the review, who is also a chef, I guess,
All right. And
wrote the review.
So Jay Rayner likes the cooking food, and he likes the eating food. And yeah, folks may have seen in that thread where I said, do impressions of me, and Phoenix said, where's my eating cloth? I actually did say that, because what I do, like, I don't, you know, I try, I'm not a good environmentalist, which, I mean, how good can you be when you live in Cab? I guess you can be pretty good, but no. I'm not nearly as good as I could
be. When you hit a certain tax bracket, you can be good.
Yeah. But, like, I don't like to use the paper towels at work in the cafeteria. I bring dish towels from home, and I bring a dish cloth to use as my napkin, you know, and that's what I use in the cafeteria at work at break lunchtime. And I was looking for the ones that I normally use, and I said, where's my eating cloth? And I don't hear myself say these things. I have to look at her face and engage, like, okay, I gotta, don't say that anymore. That, and which, I mean, really, if we were actually documenting these, that'd be a fucking book of, and you know what, that's what we call it, don't say that anymore. Just a whole bunch of shit that I should fucking say anymore.
Mm.
Right? Like I said some shit that was straight up fucking misogynistic. We were talking about, who was it? Was it Kellyanne Conway? And we were talking about the man she was married to.
Oh.
And you were like, she's a trophy wife. And I was like, no, that's a participation ribbon. And I was like, don't say that anymore, right? Anymore. Yeah, it's a long book. All right, so Le Cinq, Four Seasons Hotel George the Fifth. Is V5?
Yeah.
Okay, the fifth. 31 Avenue, George 5, 7588. Why is he putting the... This nigga is really mad. He's putting the fuck out of that address. And is this a phone number in France? 00331?
Yep.
Damn. Mm-hmm. This nigga is mad.
He was mad.
Meal for two, including service and modest wine. 600 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Is that the pound sign, or yeah, maybe I'm wrong?
600 euros, 520 pounds, which is like $700 American.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself, Jay Rayner.
That's why he's mad. He's like, I paid for a $700 dinner and it wasn't even good.
There's no such thing as a $700 dinner. Why do I keep? I've been saying this shit since I was a teenager. Like when somebody like they got the Pennywise shoes, Penny loafers? No, some basketball player that was Penny.
No, I don't know.
Anybody in the comments section, what the hell were those Penny basketball shoes? But they were $180 motherfuck damn dollars. All right? Matter of fact, I'll Google the shit right now. God damn it. Can you keep the screen from going to sleep?
Yes.
Because Phoenix Cleaver still has her smart device screen. It'll go to sleep in 10 seconds on your ass. Penny basketball shoes. $180, 1997. So I remember that shit. And I was like, you're just wearing a pair of Please Rob Me's on your feet. Basketball shoes.
Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway, that's it. The Penny Hardaway basketball shoes. $180 motherfucker dollars in 1997. And one of the kids came to school with a pair of them on. And they're like, these $180 shoes. It's like there's no such thing as $180 shoes. That's a pair of shoes that a white man convinced you is worth $180. And now that white man has $180 and you have some rubber on your feet that's going to wear out in under a year. Fuck out of here. Because apparently I haven't changed much.
No.
Yeah. All right, now, this whiny motherfucker. I don't like this nigga or the restaurant. $700 fucking meal. There is only one thing worse than being served a terrible meal. Being served a terrible meal by earnest waiters who have no idea just how awful the things they are doing to you are. You whiny motherfucker. Fucking brat. A brat. I really do get it at many times, not sometimes, many times I get it when those right wingers are talking about you fucking liberals and your ivory towers and the Facebook video feed cut.
Oh no!
Broadcast failed, so we'll just post what's there, and that's all they get, and the rest of it's going to podcast audio.
All right,
so everything else is just going to podcast. Video's over. Jesus Christ, this guy. And so, to the flagship Michelin 3-star restaurant of George the Fifth Hotel in Paris, or the scene of the crime, as I now like to call it. Wow. Did they reverse racism you in there? Like, who hurt you? In terms of value for money and expectation, Le Cinque supplied by far the worst restaurant experience I have. Ooh, oh, I have endured in my 18 years in this job. This, it must be said, is an achievement of sorts. It wasn't meant to be so. Irritated by reader complaints about the cost of eating out, I decided to visit a classic, partisan gastro palace. Well, that right there. You went to some place called the gastro palace. You made a decision. As a reality check, I imagined it less as review and more as an observational piece, full of moments of joy and bliss, of the sort only stupid amounts of cash can buy. I don't know. I get joy and bliss leaning over the counter, eating a medium rare steak with my wife with some bacon.
Mm. That was a really good fucking steak.
And that shit was free from the food pantry.
It was fucking good,
too. And it was actually really fresh. Yeah. Like, I wonder if the store kept it frozen before they get like that. That must just be a product that's always frozen. I don't know. that was the shit. Where is that? We'd all have a good laugh at rich people and then return to business as usual. A little wiser, I chose Le Cinque, restaurant of Christian Le Square, named Chef of the Year by his peers in 2016. I assumed it would be whimsical, and perhaps outrageous. Never did I think the shamefully terrible cooking would slacken my jaw from the rest of my head. This fucking guy. What angle did you think I was gonna go with this?
Oh, I had a few ideas.
Because I don't like this whiny elitist. Like,
the dining room deep in the hotel in a broad space of high ceilings with thick carpets to muffle screams, decorated in various shades of taupe, biscuit, and fuck you.
What? They should say fuck you. You know what? See, because I already got on a certain side of this guy in the beginning.
Let me see. I'm trying to get to where he, I'm trying to get to where he actually reviews the food. Other things are the stuff of therapy, the canapé. We are instructed to eat as a transparent ball and a spoon. It looks like a Barbie-sized silicone breast implant and is a spherification gel globe.
What?
They have pictures. My companion winces. It's like eating a condom that's been left about in a dusty greengrocer. Yeah. Yeah. People are paying $120 a plate for that.
What?
Yeah.
He made a decision. I'm glad he's out $700.
And that's the sad thing. He's probably fucking not. Whoever he writes for probably paid for the meal.
Yeah, that's why he wrote this comedy piece.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I'm just letting folks know I know the feed died.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, we're still going. The audio's still recording.
Oh, okay.
While you're sitting here doing dead air.
Oh, what? Okay, I thought you were going to cut it off. I don't know.
Oh, no, I just, unless there's one, you got one more after this? One more you want to hit? One more you want to tackle?
I don't think I have anything fun. Do you want something serious?
And you know what? Here, let's dig something out of the notes that I put up in the old Wine Cellar podcast group. When you hear us say that, that's not the same. We have the Wine Cellar podcast friends group and the Wine Cellar podcast group, which is where we just do our show notes. And there's only like you, me, Lisa, and I think Penny Locos in there.
Yeah, there's like 6 or 7 people in that group.
Yeah, and 3 of them are your accounts that are just shut down.
What? That's not true.
They're your accounts that are shut down.
No.
You got your account shut down. Colored woman.
No.
We actually record ourselves saying this shit.
No, you record yourself saying that shit, and that's why threads where you say, do an impression of me, you're fucking hilarious.
I have never said any of the things in that nonsense thread where those lying fibbers that fabricate made false claims and statements.
Really?
Allegations against my character. So remember when I said I was gonna follow some dude named Coach Dave or whatever the fuck his name is?
Yeah.
And I didn't really, because he didn't seem that funny. And
he's funny now?
He picked up traction since Right Wing Watch started covering him. And so, Coach Dave got something to say about you hammered sextables. Huh? What?
Alright.
That's right. Alright?
Okay. I'm ready.
Lesbian nauticals and queer-defiders. Listen.
Queer-defiders?
Listen here.
Dare I say it?
Uh-oh. Dare he say? Let me check his audio.
Dare you not?
Why are you saying dare he not? You don't want to hear him say it? You don't want to hear him say brilliant things? He's the coach, for some reason.
the coach, like the only one?
Yep. Just like there was only one Holocaust.
Lesbians recruit. You go to
Did this nigga say lesbians recruit?
I believe so.
All right, I'm going to have to, yeah, let's make sure we take that from the whole entire top. Okay, let's see what's going on with these recruiting lesbians.
Dare I say it? Lesbians recruit.
All right, so that's going on. Like all those missing girls in D.C., why do you think it's missing girls? Yeah.
You go to your local... My two daughters, our two daughters, played college softball. Played college softball.
Yep, and that's where they do it. Weren't you in the softball?
Yes.
Yep, and that's all that was. It was like, y'all didn't even play games.
Well, I mean, it was some kind of game.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Played at Hillsdale College.
Hillsdale.
The other played at Marietta College. They were both accomplished players.
All right.
And every time I go to the ball games, I keep an eye on my daughters to see if they've taken the homo bait yet. There you go.
The homo bait. See if they've taken the homo bait. So, that you really can't be tricked into being gay.
Yeah, well, that's why you say, like, I would go gay for her, or she made me go gay for her. Like, she made you do it, obviously. Like, you wouldn't have done it yourself if she hadn't made you, because gay is a choice that you can be forced into. Everyone knows that.
Whew. All right, let's give that a running start. See where he goes with this.
I keep an eye on my daughters to see if they've taken the homo bait yet. There you go, right wing watch.
Why are you mad? Because people just post what you say verbatim and link to you.
I mean, I said it and they quoted it in context, but that's not how I meant it.
It is?
To see if they've been taken the homo bait yet. And they hadn't. They didn't have to. Because they weren't cropped-haired, wide-bottom girls. They were pretty girls.
Cropped-haired, wide-bottom girls? What the fuck is that?
And that's even the lesbian. That's the lesbian softball uniform.
Right, but even in the context of, like, the white male gaze, isn't that what they want? Like, wide-bottom? Because if you... wide, wouldn't that represent like the, like if you're looking straight at her,
yeah,
that's the Coke bottle shape, because yeah, it would make your hips widen out.
Yeah.
Damn, he's so hetero, he don't even, if it's a butt, he don't like it. That's how hetero he is. He don't like woman's butt. That's hetero.
Well, I think
fuck.
Part of it too is probably, especially if they played in college, because like people who play softball seriously, like professionally, Olympics, college, they aren't necessarily an hourglass figure because that's their natural shape. It's because they're fucking muscular. Like, they are kind of big and not necessarily burly, but their thighs and hips and butt look like that because of constant working out. So it's not necessarily what they would be if they weren't athletes. They might look a little bit smaller and perhaps more feminine if they weren't athletes.
You know, like, I think, you know, that's like a human thing, too. Because, like, you know, if I see a man that I understand to be a cis man that's, like, just really fucking, like, exercised up, they still got that same body type where it, like, shapes in like a V as yeah, you go into the hips. Yeah. You know, yeah, yeah, I don't know. All right, let's see what the hell's going on here.
Godly women. They didn't take the bait.
All right. His daughters is godly women, and they didn't take the homo bait.
Which also is, like, a very male way to look at it. Like, you thought all these women on this softball team were just out, like, trying to seduce your daughters? Like, be acting like men, basically? Like, can I get her in my bed? Can I get in her pants? Maybe they were just trying to fucking play the game and win. How about that?
No.
No.
No, that is not what they do.
I'm telling mommies right now who are watching this show right now. Daddies, you listen to me. If your daughters are good athletes, you better cover them in prayer, because the recruiting that goes on, the pressure that goes on to be one of the girls. There's enormous pressure. Listen to me. Two men laying in bed having sex. It ain't equal with my wife and I and the covenant of marriage. It ain't equal. Do you understand, folks?
Whoa. He just took an... he's fucking with my audio. Like, this motherfucker is popping up over my goddamn decibel rate. All right. Take it down a notch, chief. Nigga tripping. It ain't equal. You know? Two people?
Yeah.
Putting their genitals together to achieve orgasm, it ain't the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
On a mattress? With a blanket? In your house? Where you pay the bills so you can do that behind closed doors? It ain't the same thing. We are not doing the same thing in any goddamn way. Alright?
Yeah.
You put your penis in an orifice, I put my penis in an orifice, that ain't the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust? Friction? Ejaculate? Nope. All different. We did completely different things.
Totally different.
Wife and I, and the covenant of marriage. It ain't equal. Do you understand, folks? That ain't equal. That ain't equal. All
right.
That ain't equal. I'm just saying it four times so the Daily Coast can pick it up clearly. That ain't equal. Because if two men having sex is equal, then sooner it'll be a man and a dog having sex. Oh, don't go pure.
How do we go from lesbians to dogs? What the fuck just happened?
White men are weird. Because, you know, you hear them talking about, like, women can't live with them, can't live without them, but a dog is a man's best friend. I love my dog. And you think about, like, the society is white male patriarchal, and so white men make a lot of the decisions, like breeding dogs down from wolves into ways that you want them. The wiener dog exists. They made that dog.
They did.
They did. I tell you what.
Which is really just an act of cruelty. They fucking made a dog on purpose to have back problems.
Right, so what? So we can go in gopher holes, I think? Was that
it? I don't fucking know. What the fuck they then?
Yeah, it was something like that. So they could, like, dig out shit in little holes for them, like little animals or something.
There'll be a man and four men, and that'll be equal. And everything will be equal. And everything's...
A man and four men.
Are they all consenting?
Yeah. I mean, in your Bible, didn't some of them fellas have, you know, a couple wives?
Yeah. I believe King Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines.
Damn, four, that ain't equal. They gotta step this shit up. That ain't equal.
It's equal because I tell you why, the church and the leaders in our churches, they don't believe a daggone thing anymore. They don't stand for nothing anymore.
None of them? You sure about that? Because I heard them and they said, I'm again it, you're again it.
We're going to have to reach the point where we are going to decide, are we on God's side or are we not on God's side? And we're not going to be able to take the rules of God and change them to fit the society in which we live. We cannot say times have changed, therefore those old laws don't apply anymore. We cannot do that. And we just read about it in Titus. You better figure out which side you're on and what it is that you're going to believe. Because
wait, if the society is full of humans that were created in God's image, and he probably runs the society, is his shit. If this fictional character existed.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. According to this strain of Christianity, if someone is gay, they're supposed to just stay single, celibate, and miserable because...
Or marry a woman. You know, that's like what Brian Fisher says. He's like, no, they have the same marriage rights we have. They can marry someone of the opposite sex.
Because they want you to be miserable. It is that whole cultural of punishment and sadism bullshit. Like, yeah, you're not happy being married to someone of the opposite sex when you're gay, or you aren't happy being celibate, but, you know, fuck you, because life doesn't exist to make you happy and comfortable. You should be uncomfortable, horrible, in pain, and alone.
Yep, and then the same shit I always say, fucking, if you don't want them getting married, then fucking pull your institution out of government. You forced your religious institution into government, and now everybody gets to do it. Hell, we did it, and we atheists.
Yeah.
Ha ha. We're gonna do that joint file return. We're gonna get all kind of coupons and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, we made our own Trinity. It's me, you, and the steak. We made our own Holy Trinity.
And me, you, and the steak. Ooh. We like eating.
We do.
We some eating motherfuckers. Like, we moved in. We were like, we're going to exercise. We're going to go on power walks. We don't do that shit. I was laying in the bed eating fucking cheesecake and ice cream out of the container. The container. All right? I didn't even put the shit in a Tupperware bowl.
Because we are in a war. Here you go, Daily Coast. And the homosexual agenda is out to recruit your grandchild.
Really?
Yes.
But what if you're only like 20 years old? I don't even have a first child. What the fuck? And recruit them for what?
To be gay, obviously.
Yeah,
because
all right.
It's a choice. You can just, like, you know.
I mean, even if you could, I'd be like, yeah, give that a shot. Like, I didn't like your last girlfriend anyway, son. She always came over here breaking shit. Like, you know, I think that Terrell, I think that's a nice boy. So choose to be gay and ask him out.
Yeah.
And he could choose to be gay and say yes.
Yeah.
And that's a fair deal.
Basically.
Hell, we all like old Snoop Dogg records, like fucking...
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'll cook while you guys, like, you guys could have your dinner date right here. I'll cook the food. We could barbecue. Hell yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Barbecue in the snow?
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Fuck that, man. I'm gonna go adopt me a gay son. Fuck that shit. Right? What if he's poly? Right? Because then he has a bunch of boyfriends. And then I got some fellas I can hang out with. I don't hang out
with
them.
No, you can't do that. You don't want to be like the awkward dad who's like, I'm going to come hang out with your friends. Don't fucking be that guy.
What if I just talk gangster to him? Like, what's up with y'all little niggas? Nah, I can't do that.
He'll be like, you an old ass man. Sit the fuck down.
Right. I run high risk of getting my ass kicked by young people. Hey, let's see. He's got a few more seconds of this.
In a war, here you go, Daily Coast, and the homosexual agenda is out to recruit your grandchild. That's why they're teaching it in the schools, that's why they're teaching it in the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and Disney and everywhere you look, they are trying to recruit. They have to recruit, they can't reproduce.
But you realize you're saying they still come from hetero marriage beds that are somehow superior. Maybe that's why hetero marriage beds are so great, because they make gay people. That's why hetero sex is better.
So wait, do gay people exist because that's what happens when two hetero people have sex when there's a rainbow in the sky?
And when you're so homophobic. I don't know, I think you have to be certain kind of level of homophobic to where you get that blessing. Because then you have the opportunity to convert that child, you see? And you can do God's greatest work right there in your house.
I just love how they're like so stuck on the reproduction. You can't reproduce, you get like a fucking in vitro adopt shit. Like, I'll fucking take one for the team. Like, come on now.
All right. And we're sticking to our normal thing of only banging on for about an hour. Folks, in the warehouse, still trying to get the old promotion, all right, so I can make a little more change and hopefully we can, pay a little more bills and whatnot. And, you know, part of it, because, like, the Patreon and PayPal are coming through, but not moving at the rate that I thought they would at this time of year in 2017, because I did have a plan in my head by the top of 2015, and there has been a slowdown, so I do want to take what's coming from the Patreon and the PayPal and try to and add that with my own checks from work and upgrade the website like that, because you can buy a year of the upgrade in one shot. Mm-hmm. Right, and we were also looking at prices of a P.O. box, because some of the homies do send us stuff, like very nice people send us things. You know, but like, it's not safe for Phoenix Kalita to have her address out there. So, P.O. Box is a fair deal.
Yeah.
Right? Now, what the hell else? Oh, yeah, and I'm also not pushing the Patreon and PayPal. GoFundMe.com/PhoenixAndWilliam. Help us get our tax return back, because thanks, Obamacare.
Hey.
Right, I tell you what. Mm.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
This show is fucked up.
This show is so reverse racist.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Ricky is fucking black.
He's fucking black. It's where it takes place, so my Nash show attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie Doggy Dog has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping.